On the island of Zanzibar, off the East African coast, the human population doubles about every 15 years. The population of the island's red colobus monkeys, however, is decreasing because their habitats are being destroyed for firewood and wood for export. But some monkeys have found a way to adapt to the changes to their environment caused by the growing human population. They snack on charcoal. Thomas Strusacker, a zoologist at Duke University, has been studying the effects of logging on rainforest wildlife in eastern Africa. In 1981, he heard that the monkeys had developed the habit of eating charcoal. Over the years, as the human population increased, Strusacker observed that the monkeys ate more and more charcoal. In the area where the monkeys live, there are almond, mango, and other tropical fruit trees. The leaves of these trees contain a lot of protein, but also poisonous substances such as tannic acid. For that reason, most animals do not eat the leaves. But charcoal has a well-known ability to absorb poisons. It is used in hospitals to treat overdoses and poisonings and is commonly used in filters. Eating charcoal after eating the leaves protects the monkeys from the toxic effect of the leaves. The monkeys steal their medicinal snacks from the charcoal makers' ovens. They can also find charcoal in burned sections of the forest. How they develop the habit is still a mystery. According to Strusacker, the beneficial effect of charcoal must be quick so the monkeys can learn by association. Perhaps the monkeys began eating the toxic leaves because of a lack of other food sources, and noticed that those that also ate charcoal did not get sick as a result. Baby monkeys learn from imitating their mothers, so anything learned in one generation could be passed on to the next. It is possible, however, that the discovery of the effects of charcoal was made by baby monkeys themselves. Human babies, especially around the ages of 2 or 3 years old, often frighten their parents by eating or drinking all kinds of strange and dangerous things when they are not being watched, such as cleaning liquids, medicines, cigarettes, almost anything they can put in their mouths. Young monkeys of other species have been observed eating things that the adults never eat. They learn not to repeat the action, either by being scolded by an adult or by suffering from a bad taste or a stomach ache. Strusacker is impressed by the cleverness of the monkeys. In a short period of time, they have picked up a habit that has allowed them to make use of a food source that was not used before. However, red colobus populations are still decreasing in Zanzibar, even in nature reserves, where speeding cars kill many monkeys. If they put the potholes back in the road or built speed bumps, I think the reserve animals would be fine, says Strusacker.